Good morning, 7:38 here on the Mighty 690. Happy to have you along on this Monday. Joining us, it is time for our update from CCC. We have Yvonne Hull. How are you doing?
Good morning. It's a beautiful day out there.
It is, and we were just chatting off air that we have some rain in the forecast, looking at maybe up to an inch for southeast Kansas, northeast Oklahoma, going to get a little bit more, but hey, we'll take anything we can get.
Let's hope. Let's hope and pray.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, because we need it.
You know, I saw that you had some of those beautiful flowers right there in front of the Coffeyville Community College sign.
Yes.
Of course, they never last long enough. But
I know.
They looked so great.
The tulips?
Yeah.
Oh, the tulips are my favorite. Yes, and they plant them all over campus. But you're right. They don't stay near long enough.
No, they don't. But I know. I'm sure you got some good pictures of that and everything. So, hey, speaking of, upcoming things and the changes in the season, we have summer and fall enrollment already open.
I know, it's crazy. So we had our first enrollment day and it went really well. There are four more opportunities for specific enrollment days that are geared where you'll be able to talk to financial aid and our student success center and, you know, have everything lined out, take some tests if you need to take the AccuPlacer test and all of that. So you can go online at coffeyville.edu and register for an enrollment day, easy for me to say, right? So four of those that are left, but then of course if you miss one of those, we are more than happy and willing to sign you up individually. So
excellent. Well, that's going to be good.
Yeah.
And we also have the, we've been talking at length about it here on the program. We're going to be chatting on Thursday a little bit more about it, but we have the Scholarship Bash coming up.
Oh my gosh, this is a great opportunity for folks to change the life, basically, of someone who needs assistance with schooling. And so all of the profits that are made from this event go to assist with scholarships for our students. So by all means, if you do not have a ticket yet, and plus it is, you know, one of the premier events of the community, so it's a great night. Come on out and participate in our scholarship endowment bash.
Absolutely. Also, lots of stuff coming up as we cruise on into May. We have a choir concert coming up.
I know. Our choir department's been working very hard. The program, Markel Porter is the director, and she and her students have been preparing for this concert, and so it will be May 5th at 7 p.m. in the Spencer Rounds Theater.
Excellent.
So come on out. It's a free concert. You'll be entertained. They've got a wide variety of music that they're going to be performing, so it's going to be a good night.
Oh, that's always fun. And,
yes.
Definitely want to have a big crowd out there to enjoy, and a lot of hard work goes into that, so hopefully that everyone can make it out. We also have a regional track meet coming up.
Oh, my goodness. The regional track meet. Now, I have not been here while we've hosted one before, but I'm told we have hosted previously. But basically, it is the regional track meet, so there will be students from all over coming to participate and, shopping, eating, doing all kinds of stuff in our community while they're competing. So that's going to be May 5th and 6th. I believe it actually starts on the 4th. But there's just a few events on the 4th. So if you are a track person and you enjoy watching students compete, then come on out and sit in the stands and cheer them on. It's going to be a great event.
Well, that is great. And I definitely hope that people can take part in that. And then also we have the Fine Arts Hall of Fame nominations open.
Yes, this was an event that we started last year. And so basically we look for nominations or accept nominations for theater, band, choir, whatever the case may be. You can go onto our website at coffeyville.edu and there is a link there where you can submit someone as a nominee for that Hall of Fame. And we inducted our first candidates last year, and so we're looking forward to it this year. It was a great event, so we're really looking forward to it this year. So if you know someone who you think should be nominated and inducted into our Fine Arts Hall of Fame, then by all means go in and nominate them.
Absolutely, that's a great chance for sure. And then also some new programs to let us know about.
Yes, we are putting things in place to offer CDL and also shooting sports is a new activity that we're adding. So we have been visiting with several business owners in the area, and CDL is repeatedly repeatedly said, we need CDL drivers, we need CDL drivers. And so we are going to offer that at Coffeyville Community College, as well as, you know, shooting sports is a big activity, especially at the high school level. And so we recognize that. And so this is another opportunity for Kansas students to be able to continue their education doing something they love, and also completing their degree at Coffeyville Community College.
Sure, because we have an increasing number of high schools offering some of these shooting sports.
Absolutely.
And especially with going back to the CDL, there's a chance that some employers might even pay for that program, because
exactly.
I know it's so in demand.
Exactly, exactly. And we're fine with that, you know, however you want to work that out. But we have hired our instructor, and he's working on putting everything into place. And so at the last board meeting, we were authorized, the board authorized us, you know, funds to go and buy a truck and trailer so we can do the training. So we're moving forward and hope to have our first class coming up soon.
And would that be able to be completed in a normal class schedule sort of thing?
It should be a reduced time frame. It shouldn't be a full semester class.
Okay, great. Well, good deal.
Yeah.
Well, if people are interested in getting signed up for anything at CCC, or they have any questions, how can they contact you?
The best way to do that is to email our student success at coffeyville.edu. Those are our enrollment coaches, and they will be able to answer any questions that you may have regarding programs or classes that you want to take. Even if you just need one class, they can help you with that. So again, studentsuccess@coffeyville.edu. That is an email that goes to all four of our staff in the Student Success Center, and somebody will get back to you immediately.
Excellent. Well, I also saw that there's been plenty of posts. It looks like the Red Raven bookstore's got a lot of new items in.
I'm telling you, our bookstore is amazing. That is... they've just gone above and beyond, and they've incorporated lots of local vendors, and so it's kind of helping out the community as well, because we have some local artists who have products in the bookstore, as well as some things that they're ordering from the outside. But yeah, if you have not been to our bookstore lately, it's definitely worth your time to come in and check out. And while you're on campus, you might as well step on over to the Raven Roost and grab a Starbucks coffee, and then, you know, and then go shopping in the bookstore.
Absolutely. So yeah, something that we don't want to forget about. That's a great resource, and some neat stuff, some swag that says Coffeyville. Everyone needs that.
That's right. That's right. They've expanded it. Now they've got swag that says, you know, Raven's mom, Raven's dad. And so it's just really cool.
Good deal. Well, Yaman, thanks so much for coming by and letting us know all the exciting happenings. And I look forward to chatting with you again real soon about everything at CCC.
All right. Thank you.
All right. And we'll be back with more here on the Mighty 690 Plus Open Line, starting at 8:30 here on KGGF. So keep it here. We have 38 degrees right now in Coffeyville.